From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Ever since the beginning of the AIDS epidemic, doctors have been puzzled about why some patients die relatively quickly and others survive for decades. Some studies have shown that genetics plays a major role, but there may be other factors at work. Two studies in tomorrow's New England Journal of Medicine suggest that people with HIV live longer when they are also infected with a virus originally linked to liver disease. NPR's Patricia Naimond reports.
The virus is called GB virus C. It was first detected in 1995. It was initially thought to cause hepatitis, but that turned out not to be true. As it is now, infectious disease specialist Dr. Daniel Dikema says the virus doesn't appear to cause any disease.
A virus in search of a disease, I guess, a non-pathogen, perhaps, would be the best description right now.
But the virus does seem to have a lot to do with the potency of HIV. Right now, it's a big mystery exactly how. Earlier studies had shown the virus seemed to inhibit the growth rate of HIV. In this study, researchers from the Veterans Affairs Medical Center and the University of Iowa College of Medicine analyzed blood samples from 362 HIV-infected individuals collected over a 12-year period. About half of those patients were also infected with GBVC, the new virus. Dr. Dikema.
Those patients who were co-infected were less likely to die if they were also infected with GB virus C.
The difference was dramatic. Patients infected with only HIV were nearly four times more likely to die than patients infected with both HIV and the new virus. From laboratory studies, Dikema says it does not appear that the new virus prevents HIV from attacking human cells, but he says it somehow appears to decrease HIV reproduction after infection.
It could either do that by triggering an immune response that HIV doesn't trigger as vigorously that also fights HIV infection, or it could do it by somehow directly competing with or interfering with enzymes or other things in the cell that HIV requires for its replication.
Once researchers have figured out the exact mechanism by which the new virus works, Dikema says it may be possible to create new treatments to fight AIDS. In a second study, German researchers also found that the new virus seemed to reduce sickness and was even beneficial for patients taking powerful antiviral medications. In an editorial, Northwestern University infectious disease specialist Dr. Stephen Walensky says it's clearly too soon to say whether the new virus itself is good news for HIV. He says it may simply be a marker, an indication of something else that has to do with HIV reproduction.
We really need to look into greater detail to determine how the virus may affect a person's immune system or how the person's own genetic makeup may be contributing to the fact that they have a disease course that is more benign than other people's.
For example, it could be that people who are infected with the new virus also have some other mitigating factor that inhibits HIV.
Nonetheless, the insights might provide clues for developing both AIDS treatments and vaccines, so that we should keep an open mind in looking at these data, but then again, we're quite a ways from saying that this is a definite cause and effect for what we see here.
Researchers in the U.S. and Europe are now working to piece together the rest of the puzzle and figure out exactly how the new virus may work to reduce the growth of HIV. Patricia Naimond, NPR News, Los Angeles.